Dr. Pinsky with Amel Ayami on July 18 regarding Eric, E-R-I-C, Olsen, O-L-S-E-N. Eric Olsen is a 52-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 2-4-21. Appeared on that occasion he fell on the ice, injuring his left arm and shoulder. Appeared he struck the elbow on the ground. Appeared he did go to Ocean Care emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a broken humerus bone and a shoulder injury. Paired these are treated conservatively without surgical intervention. Paired he's no longer receiving any active care. Period. He denies any prior injuries or problems with the left arm, but volunteered he injured his right elbow at work in 2010. Paired this led to surgery in 2015. Paired. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Olsen slipped and fell on ice, injuring his left shoulder and sustaining a humerus fracture. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on that same date. Period. He reported he fell and injured his left upper arm where he had pain and swelling. Period. He denied any other injuries. Period. He had a history of right elbow surgery and bilateral knee surgeries. Period. He was evaluated and underwent x-rays to be inserted. Period. He clinically was found to have a lump and swelling to the left proximal humerus region, but he was able to pronate and supinate his forearm. Period. He was treated and released. Period. In the paragraph, the petitioner then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Petrozzini on 2-5-21. Period. He ascertained a history that Mr. Olsen slipped yesterday coming down the steps at home and landed directly on his left elbow. Period. This obviously would not have been in a work-related scenario. Period. He had already been seen in the emergency room and underwent x-rays. Period. Dr. Petrozzini continued to treat him conservatively and placed him in a U-splint. Period. He followed up, during which time serial x-rays were performed. Period. On 3-5-21, these showed early callus formation circumferentially around the fracture, which is acceptable in alignment. Period. The overall diagnosis was adhesive capsulitis of the left shoulder, along with displaced transverse fracture of the shaft of the left humerus. Period. He recommended continued fracture brace use and kept him out of work. Period. On 3-26-21, x-rays showed regular callus formation, although the fracture line remained visible. Period. Alignment was excellent. Period. His impression was the left humeral shaft fracture was healing clinically and radiographically. Period. A course of physical therapy was ordered and rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on 5-14-21, he underwent an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Petrozzini followed his progress and reviewed these results with him on 6-18-21. Period. He returned on 7-16-21, feeling worse recently in therapy. Period. His main complaint was pain at the shoulder, especially with overactivity. Period. He had no pain at the fracture site. Period. Upon exam, that was the case. Period. He had full and painless elbow flexion and extension. Period. Left shoulder motion was somewhat decreased. Period. It was thought he had developed adhesive capsulitis of the left shoulder, for which a subacromial corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Petrozzini through 9/17/21, when he was discharged from care to full duty. Period. X-rays showed consolidated callus formation at the fracture site. Period. Left shoulder range of motion was normal, with 170 degrees of forward flexion and abduction. Period. Internal and external rotation were equal to the opposite side. Period. There was no weakness with strength testing. Period. At full range of motion. Period. He was thought to have a healed humerus fracture and resolved left shoulder adhesive capsulitis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper motion of the left shoulder was decreased actively to 140 degrees of abduction and 145 degrees of flexion. Period internal rotation was 65 degrees and external rotation was 75 degrees. Period independent adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Period passive abduction was to 115 degrees. And flexion to 150 degrees with crepitus. Period internal rotation was to 30 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in the remaining independent planes. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level on the left and was full on the right. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive Apley's scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Spine cervical normal, thoracic normal impressions. On 2/4/21, Eric Olson slipped and fell into his left elbow. There was some contradictory documentation as to whether this occurred while at work or at home. In any event, he was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays identified a fracture. Period. He then followed up with Dr. Petrozzini, who ascertained a history of prior right elbow injury and surgery. Period. Serial x-rays confirmed healing. Period. Upon discharge, he had a normal clinical exam with full range of motion and good strength. Period. This was less than 1 year ago. Period. In paragraph of the current exam, found Mr. Olson had decreased both active and passive range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. He had intact strength. Period. He had a positive Apley scratch test on the left shoulder, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. There was no tenderness palpation about the left humerus. Period. In paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. This incorporates his fracture that healed and his adhesive capsulitis that was deemed to have resolved. Period. He does seem to be more functional than was otherwise portrayed. But this is reflected in his current hobbies that include boating. Period. End.